The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. Not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, The Journey of Ramadan. Today we'll be talking about benefits of paying zakah. Be with us from start to end, immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning, inshallah, in the light of Quran and Hadith. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Al-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. Hafizahullah has given us this beautiful mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions. I make this intention, I will deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention. You'll watch from beginning till end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Respected viewers, talking about the benefits of zakah, there are so many blessings, alhamdulillah, mentioned in the Quran. The very important benefit is that we get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when we obey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's command, it is the means of the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is the most important benefit one attains when he follows the commandments of his Rabb Azza wa Jal. Then on top of that, when a person gives zakah, it helps to circulate the money, right? The wealth is not restricted in the hand of only few. Rather, it is distributed amongst those they are also in need. And the poor, the destitute, they also get the share. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has made this responsibility on the shoulders of those they have been blessed with wealth to look after those they are less fortunate. And when zakah is paid, alhamdulillah, those less fortunate, they also get their share. When you give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you attain many other benefits also. Inshallah, a few of them we'll discuss today. It is mentioned that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala helps the one who pays zakah. If you need madad of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, if you need assistance from Rabb Azza wa Jal, you should pay zakah. In ayah 40 and 41, surah Al-Hajj, part 17, it is stated, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولينصرن الله من ينصره إن الله لقوي عزيز الذين مكناهم في الأرض أقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأمروا بالمعروف ونهوا عن المنكر ولله عاقبة الأمور And Allah will undoubtedly, definitely help the one who helps his religion. Indeed, Allah is surely all-powerful, ever-dominant. Those people that if we give them control in the land, they would keep salah established and pay zakah and command virtue and forbid evil. And only for Allah is the end of all matters. So you get the assistance from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala when you pay zakah. Another important benefit one gets paying zakah, the needs of the poor are fulfilled and they become happy. Remember, to make a Muslim happy also brings great reward itself. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, according to Allah Almighty, the most superior deed after performing obligations is to make happiness enter the heart of a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. What a great reward it is. after the obligations. When you put comfort, happiness in the heart of a Muslim, when you put smiles on the faces of children, Muslim, men and women, Allah, what a great reward it is when you help and support people. And this is the month of Ramadan. We should do more respected viewers of men than children. If zakah is fard upon us, we should give out zakah. Rather, we should give more in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Infaq fi sabilillah. And benefit would be that we'll put smiles on the faces, inshallah. We'll put comfort in the hearts of Muslims. And we heard its reward, subhanallah. Ulama, they mentioned many benefits. One of them, the act of paying zakah is a beautiful act only reserved for Islamic society. Through this, a well-off Muslim can financially empower an indigent Muslim. Rather than feeling lowly due to the lack of money, the indigent Muslim will develop a better sense of self-esteem and self-worth. Furthermore, he'll be able to live his life in easier and more comfortable fashion. Adding to this, an indigent Muslim will remain safe from spiritual diseases such as malice, jealousy, because he knows that he also has the right in the wealth of a rich Muslim. He'll make dua for blessings in the life, wealth and children of his fellow Muslims. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has stated, undoubtedly, a believer is like a structure for another believer. One strengthens the other. So this is a concept which builds the society, which brings peace, which brings harmony, which brings brotherhood, right? It removes malice and hatred. And alhamdulillah, we can live in a society together. We can shape a better society. This is the beauty of our deen, our Islam, and this is the benefit of paying zakah. Talking about another important benefit, it is mentioned that zakah plays a very important role in developing a strong brotherhood amongst Muslims and promote unity in Islamic society. By giving zakah, Muslims become evidence of the blessed saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, in which it is said, the friendship, mercy and affection Muslims have between themselves is like a body. When any part of the body becomes ill, the whole body becomes afflicted with fever and sleeplessness. So Muslims are one body. So one part aches, the rest of the body also feels the pain. So we should look after our brothers and sisters across the globe, wherever they are in need. They are destitute, they have got disasters, or they are in a war zone. Any form or shape of calamity or difficulty they are facing, if we can support them, if we can help them, we should do. And one of the ways to do is paying zakah. Helping our Muslim brothers. They are in need. They are deserving of zakah also. We need to give them zakah. In addition to that, we should give more in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through nafli sadaqat, sadaqat and nafila, voluntarily giving charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another wonderful benefits the person who pays zakah receives is that it purifies his wealth. It is narrated by Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala an that Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, pay zakah of your wealth. It is a purifier. It will purify you. So respectables, it purifies the wealth. One of the reasons ulama have mentioned why Sadat, those they are the descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, why we cannot pay zakah to them. One reason which ulama have mentioned, because zakah is the filth of our wealth. And that is not given to the Sadat. We learn that when we give out the portion of zakah which is not ours, which is of needy. Okay, so our maal remains unpurified. When we take out zakah and that maal which belongs to someone else who is needy and destitute or deserving of zakah, subhanallah, our maal becomes purified. Our wealth becomes purified. If you want that our wealth remains purified, we must take out the share of those they are needy. Zakah not only purifies wealth, but also gives purity to one's nafs. And it removes the traits which are evil traits, which are bad qualities, alhamdulillah. Like miserliness and greed, they are removed when a person spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran condemns miserliness, stinginess in part 4, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 180, in the following words.
وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ بَلْ هُوَ شَرٌّ لَهُمْ سَيُطَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ.
And those who act miserly in respect to that which Allah has bestowed upon them by His grace must never think that it is good for them. Rather, it is bad for them. Soon, that in which they were miserly shall be a collar in the form of a snake around their necks on the day of resurrection. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from His punishment. We must give zakah. Another blessing, another benefit of giving zakah. The wealth of zakah paying person does not decrease. Rather, it increases. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, part 22, Surah Saba, verse number 39.
وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ.
And whatever you spend in the path of Allah, He will give more in return, and He is the best provider of sustenance. And it is also stated in part 3, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 261 and 262.
مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أذى لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
The example of those who spend their wealth in the path of Allah is similar to a grain which has sprouted 7 ears of wheat, and each ear contains 100 grains. And Allah may increase even more than this for whomsoever He wills. And Allah is all-encompassing, all-knowing. Those who spend their wealth in the path of Allah, and after spending, they do not boast of their favor, nor taunt. Their reward is with their Lord. They shall have no fear, nor shall they grieve. So, when you give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your maal, your wealth does not decrease. It increases. You get more from the court of khayrul raziqeen. And there is a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu taslim, which supports this idea also. Sadaqah does not reduce wealth. Apparently, when you give zakah, it seems that you've reduced your wealth. But in reality, it continues increasing. Like a tree that seems to have fewer branches after trimming, but it brings about its growth, in fact. The renowned commentator of the Quran, Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, writes, the one who pays zakah will find his zakah increasing each year. And this has been experienced. A farmer may plant seeds in his fields, and although it appears seems he returns with empty sacks of grains, but in fact, he has actually filled them with future benefit. What a beautiful example it is. The grains stockpiled at his home may deteriorate due to mice chewing into it or other animals causing it damage. So in summary, whichever wealth you give charity from, inshallah, it will continue to increase. Water can be taken over and over again from a well, and the well will continue to remain full of water. More water comes from the bottom. That's how more wealth comes from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you do infaq fi sabilillah, when you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you give zakah, when you fulfill the right of your maal, wealth which Allah has granted you. Another benefit is that it protects money and wealth. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, give zakah from your wealth and store it in a strengthened fortress, meaning no harm or loss will come to one's wealth. When you give zakah, alhamdulillah, your maal is protected through its barakah. And treat your ill ones through charity. So you create a fortress, castle, where your maal is protected. This is the barakah and blessing of giving zakah. Allah Almighty will fulfill the needs of those that pay zakah. Let me mention two blessed sayings of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this regard. Whoever provides ease for a destitute person, Allah Almighty will create ease for him in the world and hereafter. Now through your zakah, if ease is provided to the one needed, you will get ease in this dunya and inshallah in the hereafter. Whoever relieves a Muslim from a worldly difficulty, Allah Almighty will remove the trouble of the Day of Judgment from him. If you help the needy, the destitute, in this dunya, inshallah, the calamity in the hereafter will be removed from you. According to the hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Zakah, inshallah, will serve this benefit too. Another benefit mentioned by ulama is the giver of zakah is included in the du'as of the poor. We need du'as of poor, which help him attain the mercy and help of Allah Almighty. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated, you receive help and sustenance from Allah due to the blessings and du'a made by the weak. When we help the weak, when we help the poor, when we help the needy, and in return we receive blessings. In return, we receive barakas. We are protected from many calamities. We must do that. Respected viewers, when you are calculating your zakah, find who are your closed relatives and those they deserve zakah, give them. In your neighborhood, in your close relatives, because they've got more rights. But you should also remember your beloved Dawah Islami across the globe. What a wonderful work it is doing, alhamdulillah. And this is all possible through your kind donations and support. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful topic. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. Not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.